From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And today on our series, 50 Great Voices, Lauryn Hill. In 1996, Lauryn Hill made a splash as a member of the hip-hop group The Fugees. But in recent years, she has performed very rarely. She's also avoided interviews and hasn't released any new music. NPR's Zoe Chase reports on the voice and the silence of Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill is a great singer.
Ready or not, here I come.
And she's an amazing MC, maybe the best rapper ever. The story of her voice is also the story of the generation that came of age in the 1990s.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like...
The sound that was coming from everybody's car. Everybody's car arrived by and the windows were down and this was the album that was playing.
Daryl Lutz is reminiscing on the deck of Marvin's Bar in downtown D.C. It doesn't take much to get a crowd of 30-somethings nostalgic for Lauryn Hill.
We went to school in Hampton, Virginia. She came to do a show. One of the best times of my life. She signed my my meal card. She signed to Eat Well. You know, I'm Lauryn Hill, L Boogie, Eat Well. So, yeah, it's something I'll never forget. I mean, I love her. I love her to death.
Lauryn Hill was a total package. Her rhymes were dexterous, spiritual, hilarious. She was also a soul singer. She'd sing her own hooks and then rap over them. She looked like a supermodel with an old-school, almost militant politic. The album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, came out in 1998. Her solo record was like LeBron James's rookie year in the NBA. You knew he had potential to be great from seeing him in high school, but then right out of the gate, he's one of the best ball players in the league.
Speaking as a hip-hopper, I think it had a particular resonance for us.
Jay Smooth is a longtime radio DJ.
Someone who is my age, around the same age as Lauryn, and the same age as people like Biggie Smalls, Tupac Shakur. We grew up with hip-hop in the 80s and saw our generation create something that was so powerful and innovative, you know, expressing a love and a righteousness that we perhaps naively believed could change the world at that time.
Like the hippies before them. Hip-hop became more violent and self-involved in the 90s, culminating in the deaths of Tupac and then Biggie Smalls.
And it was right after that, 1998, that Lauryn Hill's album came out, and it was as if she was that voice inside our soul coming out and asking all of us, how could we have gone so wrong, and can we have some grown folks talk about loving ourselves before it's too late?
One day, I'm gonna understand.
For the people who worked on the album, it was just as transformative. Hill's manager, Jason Jackson.
The record was already inside of her. She would go into the studio and it would just pour out of her.
Stare at her, like look in her mouth, like really? It has such power and volume and rasp.
Lanisha Randolph sang backing vocals on the album.
I remember her saying, I don't know what they're gonna think about the album because, you know, I'm a rapper and nobody wants to hear a rapper sing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like when you hear her sing and then hear her speak, you just say to yourself, wow, that's something to, you know, strive for, that kind of purity.
The album was widely praised and beloved, but there was controversy. Most of the tracks were billed as written and produced by Lauryn Hill. Some of her collaborators sued for credit. She settled out of court. and the stir over the suit was the beginning of what felt like a fall from grace for Lauryn Hill. She disappeared from public life. For years, her fans traded rumors, basically that she had some kind of breakdown. She did few interviews. She dropped the Lauryn and insisted on being called Ms. Hill instead. That powerful voice that represented great potential being fulfilled became a memory. Her fans got older, but...
I don't think anyone ever forgets her or stops talking about her. If you say Lauryn Hill walked into Home Depot, you'll be hoping she starts tapping on the top of a table and making a beat and singing.
This could be the year.
I think you know this one.
A few weeks ago, at the Harmony Festival in Santa Rosa, California, Ms. Lauryn Hill took the stage. Her band was restless and loud behind her, almost drowning her out. When she rapped, she spoke so fast it seemed she was barely breathing. She kept shouting directions to the band. But her voice was still strong, and she was in complete control of her instrument.
It could all be so simple. But you never make it hard. Oh, come on, bring it on. Loving you was like a bell.
I went to Harmony with little hope of landing an interview. I've been told not to touch her, not to look her in the eye, that instead of talking directly to people, she writes directions on a post-it note and sticks it to your chest. But when we ask if we can ride with Ms. Hill after the show, she tells us to get in the car. I ask her the question her fans have been asking each other for years.
Why did you stop putting out music?
There were a number of different reasons, but partly... You know, the support system that I needed was not necessarily in place. There were things about myself, things that I needed to go through and experience in order for me to feel like it was worth it.
I'm right next to her in the middle seat. Our elbows are almost touching. She seems very sane, very serious, still so beautiful. As to where this voice came from...
I realized that I had a great appreciation of music at a very young age.
I was just a little girl, skinny legs and press and curl. My mother always thought I'd be a star.
I sang along with a lot of male vocalists, you know. I think that's one of the reasons why, to this day, my voice tends to sit well and more comfortably in the lower range. You know, I sang along with the Donnie Hathaways and Stevie Wonders and Jackie Wilson's.
Lauryn Hill's voice is extraordinary. So it's funny to hear that she's still working on it, holding it out in front of her, shaking it like a sheet, examining it, to see what more she can do with it.
I think one of the things that I'm trying to do is just open up my range, you know, really sing more. I think that with the Fugees initially and then even with the Miseducation, there was still a very sort of hip-hop, you know, oriented. Sing, 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 you know, in the context of sort of hip-hop, singing over beats. But singing, I think most people have never really heard me sing, sing, sing. You know, if I do record next time, perhaps there will be an expanded context where people can hear a bit more.
Hill says her five children are growing up, and as a result, she's able to perform more. She's got more festival dates at the end of the summer, and she's talking about recording again.
I think it's just time, and I'm starting to get excited again.
Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Lauryn Hill. There's more of the interview with the artist at our website, nprmusic.org. It's All Things Considered from NPR News.